This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Soundtrack, Holy Week, Day 37. Boom goes the dynamite. Here's Psalm 31 sung to the tune of Sweet Hour of Prayer, and sing along.
Take, let me be never put to shame. And in your righteousness, O Lord, deliver me. I trust your name. O Lord, turn now your ear to me. Come quickly and my rescue be, and be my rock, a refuge sure, a fortress strong to rescue me. Since you're my fortress and my rock, for your name's sake, lead me and guide. Free me from traps they set for me, for you're the rock where I abide. For I commit my spirit, Lord, into your sovereign loving hands. Redeem me, Lord, O God of truth, my life before you ever stands. I hate those who to idols cling. I trust in God, the Lord alone. I will be glad and will rejoice in your love, for I am your own. For you saw my affliction and you knew the anguish of my soul. Gave me not to my enemies, but set my feet in places full. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress and grief. My soul and body filled with grief, my eyes with sorrow do grow weak. My life's consumed by anguish, Lord, my years by groans as you I seek. My strength fails from affliction, Lord, my very bones grow sick and weak. Because of all my enemies, my neighbors pour contempt on me. I am a dread into my friends when they see me. They turn and flee. I am forgotten as though dead. I'm like old broken pottery. I hear their slander, fear fills me, for they conspire and plot against me. But I do trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God indeed. My times are in your hands for sure. Deliver me from enemies. Let your face shine upon your child. In your unfailing love, save me. And let me not be put to shame, for I have cried out, Lord, to thee. Let shame upon the wicked come, let them lie silent in the grave. Let lying lips be silenced, Lord, with pride and arrogance they rise. great your goodness, which you store for those who fear and reverence you, which you bestow inside of all on those whose refuge take in you. For in the shelter of your wings you hide them from intrigues of men. You keep them in your dwelling place, safe from accusing tongues of men. Praise to the Lord, for he has shown his love when I was under siege. In my alarm I said, O Lord, I'm cut off and you don't see me. Yet, Lord, you heard my cry for help, my cry for mercy you did hear. O love the Lord, all you his saints, the Lord says faithful who draw near. But all the proud he pays in full, he pays them back their due reward. Be strong, O faithful, and take heart, all you who put hope in the Lord.
Consider this. We know Jesus knew Psalm 31 by heart. He sang its core affirmation from the cross. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Luke 23:46. He had practiced this song from his youth. These words grooved his deepest inner life. The singing of this song and the other 149 over and over again throughout his life trained him in the unconventional warfare of the Spirit. I can't overemphasize how essential it is for us who follow him to develop a fluency in this most holy language of prayer. At times it will seem routine, uninteresting, unspiritual, disconnected, and even meaningless. Do it anyway. This is how it is learning a new language. We never see those defining moments coming, yet on them so much rests. The Psalms ready us for a response we never imagined was in us. It is a beautiful, powerful thing. Take a look at Psalm 31 again. At perhaps the most pressing and dire moment in the war that was his life, he expressed the essence of Psalm 31, indeed that of the whole Psalter, in these words, Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Mark 14:36. Think about it. All 150 Psalms right there. Boom goes the dynamite. That's a game winner every time. Your turn to sing, and sing it as if your life depends on it. It well may. Ask yourself, share with another. Can you press past the need to feel spiritual in working through these Psalms? Remember, this is preparing your soul for the way ahead. Sometimes we must give up the need for warm fuzzies if we are to press on to deeper depths of faith. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.